flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, if it is your first time listening this week, we do that every day at 5:30. And we argue about Jalen Hurts, even when we don't want to. good news about One Last Breath. Jack sent me this. There are streaming charts, you know, and the Hard Rock streaming chart is normally new songs at the top. And for four consecutive weeks, Creed's One Last Breath has been number one on the Hard Rock streaming chart, even though the song is nearly 20 years old.
How about that?
We were definitely at the forefront of that. I'm not saying we caused it. We were
a little credit.
We were early.
Now, do we get credit for Pennsylvania having played more Creed on Touchstones? Touch tunes
than Taylor Swift? I think we get some credit for that.
That's at least PA.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Creed is coming back this summer to the, what do they call it in Camden now?
The Tweeter Center. Oh,
no, they don't call it that.
Almost made me call it
Blockbuster Pavilion. Yes.
No, it's not Blockbuster.
Sony E Center? Not that anymore.
I don't know
either.
What it is, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Well, the place over in Camden, the outdoor concert venue.
Formerly the Tweeter Center.
Yeah. It's had a lot of names. Freedom Mortgage Pavilion? Is that
something? There
right?
It is. That's what it is. Right. That's what it is. The tickets at Ticketmaster.com. The final check in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Next Sunday against the Chiefs, do you want the Eagles to be conservative like they have from the majority of the season, or do they have to take some risks? Play like you have, 60.1%. Take some risks, 39.9%, so 60-40. pretty almost evenly split. Brandon Graham's practice window opened today, and in the NFL, that means when a guy's been on injured reserve, they can open up a time where he can practice with the team, and they can see if he's ready to activate him. We would all, if he's ready, love to see BG play in the Super Bowl. I think it would give him a way to close his career in a really sort of romantic way, I think. So he practiced today, and here's what he said in the locker room afterwards.
It just don't let you, it don't let you lock out. Well, it don't let you, you know, get that, you get the extension, but it's not, it don't let you, you know, get it from like a bending. You know, I'm pretty much like halfway and then shooting out, but man, I don't feel restricted at all. It's a good look, it's a good balance. And man, whatever I got to do to get ready for this one game, feel like I can do it.
You said, like you said, you felt good out there from a cardio perspective in terms of in football shape. So is it something where if you are able to play, you're like full go, or do you think it'll probably be a snap count?
If I'm going to go out there, it's going to be full go. You know, I'm not going to try to get in the way of like these guys work their butt off, you know, for this moment. And, you know, we all, whenever coach put me in, I'm going to just make sure it's, hey, all the way. And man, I mean, leave it all on the field, and that's what I'm gonna do. Any rep I get out there, hopefully I can help change the game a little bit.
Well, there's a fine line in between being rested and ready to go, and then not being in football shape. And I would imagine BG is a hard worker. BG did all he could, and Elliot and I asked him on the Brandon Graham show if he's able to keep up with cardio even with the triceps injury, and he said he was. But there's a big difference between getting on the bike, running, whatever he's doing, and playing football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, he has to go out there, be able to go through his techniques as a DN, swimming, ripping, pulling. Like, he has to be able to do all that stuff and not feel restricted. And not only that, you know, can't make sure he's able to take a hit from these offensive tackles and offensive guards. But we're really talking about probably 10 plays, 10 to 15 plays.
Yeah, well, Bryce Huff played, I think, 18 snaps, but they're all garbage time.
Yeah.
And he played one snap, I think, in the Rams game and the Green Bay game.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If we got to choose between Bryce Huff and BG,
please. What are we doing?
BG.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are we doing? Bryce Huff has barely even flashed all year.
I'll take BG. I guarantee you BG makes his presence felt out there.
Yes.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Can you imagine he makes a big play, gets another strip sack?
Yep, or some sort of recover fumble or something. Yeah, I could see it, man. That's one thing about BG, man. He is he has found his way. Some players are just touched by the hand, right? And what I mean by that is, you know, they usually are, good fortune happens with him.
Yes.
And I believe BG, he exudes that type of karma, and he gets it back, right? Mm-hmm. So he gives that to people, and I think he gets it back. And so if he's worked his way back to where they open up the practice window and he's going to have a chance to get on that field, you give him a handful of plays to 10, BG makes something happen.
And
he will make something happen.
The important thing to remember is this was going to be a farewell tour year for Brandon, mm-hmm. but because Bryce Huff, two reasons. One, because Bryce Huff didn't play that well. But two, because Brandon was actually playing really well.
Playing really well.
This was not a year where we didn't see Brandon. Brandon made big plays over and over and over again this year.
And let me just say this. BG playing as much as he had to play could have also led to the injury.
Oh, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
If Bryce Huff is out there doing what he's supposed to do, then BG maybe doesn't have to take on as much of a load, pause, and he's there for the entire season.
Yes.
But he had to play like a regular starter those first, what did he get hurt, like the ninth game, tenth
game? I hurt the Rams game.
That's what I'm saying. Week 10?
Late November.
Yeah
they were, yes. Because the Rams were 5-6 after that game.
November 24th.
So. Yeah, so who's to say those reps didn't start to add up?
Right. Oh, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he had to play so much out there. That's what happens when we're like, okay, when the older, he's 36. 36-year-old has to be out there that many snaps. This is what could happen. So, I ain't blaming Bryce Huff, but I'm just saying.
We'll find another way to blame.
Yeah, well, we're not saying they owe it to him, but we're saying maybe they owe it to him.
You know what I mean? He should be out there. He should be out there on Super Bowl Sunday. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and it just stunk because I think that was the last play.
It was.
And because they were blowing out the Rams, and he got caught.
Yep.
Basically. So I'm happy for him, at least.
Yep.
And hopefully he can get out there for Super Bowl Sunday.
And I didn't think this was possible, by the way. When he first got that injury.
Well, what? Here's a wrinkle.
What?
Do we have to give Elliott credit for
yes.
this with the Eagles Insider of the Year?
Yeah. Well, he said as soon as he got hurt, he said, I think if they get to the Super Bowl, Brandon plays in the Super Bowl. And I said, impossible.
Right, I
they said, 4-month injury, blah, blah,
right.
blah. And he looked at me like, all right, you think what you think. And then it became more and more obvious that was the time they were going to need to get him back on the field
right.
potentially.
Man.
I hope he plays.
I hope he does, too.
Yeah, I love Brandon, and I hope he plays.
Yep.
It's great to see how much Philly loves him, too. You see that on Mondays. People are always so excited.
Man. BG's the best, man.
One more for BG.
More games in this uniform than anybody in the history of the franchise. That is saying a lot.
Yep, and made the two enormous plays
yes.
in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
There were a lot of big plays, but the two most memorable
yes,
is
sir.
Philly special and the strip sack.
Yes, sir.
So there's been a lot of talk in the NBA. You know, you look at an NBA game beforehand, and you look at the injury report, and there's always like 10 guys combined on it. So there's been a lot of conversation. And, you know, I've been convinced a little bit because my thing has always been, well, how did guys 25 years ago when the facilities were worse, when health was worse, when all these, how did they play? And the guys that now are asked to do so much more defensively and moving around than they used to be, that it does take a bigger toll on their bodies.
But I was told.
Well, but big men need to move around more than they need. So whatever. So Adam Silver had an idea that he floated yesterday about how to improve that.
As we get more involved in global basketball, the NBA is the only league that plays 48 minutes. And I am a fan of 4 10-minute quarters. I'm not sure that many others are. I mean, putting aside what it means for records and things like that, you know, I think that a 2-hour format for a game is more consistent with sort of modern television habits. I don't think people in arenas aren't asking us to shorten the game, but I think as a television program, being 2 hours, that's Olympic basketball, is 2 hours, you know, college basketball, of course, is
40 minutes. Yeah, but if you like it, I'd say it has kind of a little bit of a push there.
Yeah, it's such a dramatic change to the game. I mean, I think something like that would have to be talked more about. And I'm probably in a minority. As we get more involved in global basketball.
And he also said they might go to they're interested in having another league in the Middle East. And
of course they do. Well, it's a lot of money in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Jack. What do you think, 10-minute quarters?
I don't like it.
No.
Nah, it's too much like college. I can understand the premise of what they're trying to do, but, you know, if you're going to do anything, and I know the owners won't do it because it's going to cost people money when you're talking about taking away games, like, right, when they say reduce the total amount of games to 68, well, the owners still look at gate prices and they still want those ticket prices
yep.
coming through there. But I got to have the NBA at 12 minutes per quarter. I mean, no offense to college basketball and no offense to women's pro basketball, but that's what they play, right? 10 minutes a quarter.
Yes. Yeah. No, well, college basketball is 2 20-minute halves.
Oh, I'm thinking of women's college
yes.
basketball. They
yes.
play the 10-minute quarters. But the 20-minute halves, yeah.
Yeah.
The NBA is supposed to be different than the other leagues.
Yes.
And so keep it at the 12 minutes per quarter.
So, you know, you said the thing about the money shortening games. I think, truthfully, I've heard 62 games and 60, whatever it is. And there are some people within the NBA that are confident that if they played fewer games, the games would mean more. They'd be able to monetize them better.
Yeah.
But that is if you make that change, you got to be very confident you hit that number. Because what also the players don't want to hear is, okay, we're going to play this many fewer games, so they're not cutting the salaries.
Right.
Right? So
no, hell no, they ain't cutting salaries.
So I think it's a more realistic change than getting down to 68 games or 60 games. Selfishly, I'd much rather the games end earlier so my podcasts at night are earlier.
There it is.
You know, I wouldn't mind that. And it would throw into change all of the 30-point scoring and like what a good number is. We would have to recalibrate how many rebounds per game is the right number.
We don't want to do all that.
No, just let me watch the game.
Well, I wonder what they're going to do. You know, I really do. I know they're thinking about the TV thing because it's been so publicized that their ratings have not been as good. And I do think they need to do something there because as doing a basketball podcast, mm-hmm. we had a question yesterday about, hey, who's a player in the league that isn't that good that you like, a non-Sixer? And 10
wasn't
years
a Hurts question?
No. And 10 years ago, I could have come up with like 10 players that I love. Now, I only watch Sixers games. Like, I watch whoever the Sixers are playing. Yeah. So I'm less invested in the rest of the NBA than I've ever been. So anything they could do to make it a little bit better, I would be a fan of.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
I think so, too.
Disconnected from the NBA.
Yes, I think so, too. I think so, too. All right, 215-592-9494.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
I'll see you guys at Creed next summer.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Decided.
Yes,
bro. I mean, I was a big Creed fan back in the day, but I would have never gone to see him this time. But now I feel like I got to be there. And let me tell you something. Scott better have you guys front row. Seriously.
And he better sing with us.
Yes. He needs to sing with us. We need front row. And he needs some appreciation for what we've done for him.
Yes.
Yeah, he better put some mics on the stage for you guys.
Yes.
Pretty encore.
We just need him. All I want is him singing 5:30 Creed. That's all I want. One time.
Now, a point of order for the show.
Yes.
Before I get into my GL intake. Around week 4, week 5... Eagles are struggling. They went to the bye. They fixed things up. And at the same time, it coincides with Chuck being loud and proud and making his declaration on WIP that he's moving his show and his boys and minions to another show.
Right.
And then the Eagles went on an epic run. We can't a spike. I need you to back off a Chuck a little bit. Have him commit after the Super Bowl. We can't have him jump on the afternoon bandwagon and then something happens, all right? Can we just I know what you want, and we all want that. We want that commitment from the afternoon guys.
But yeah.
We need him to – this run coincides with that, right?
Yeah, like, so he's got to essentially stay on that side until the Super Bowl's
that's
over.
Right, stay on that side.
Super Bowl, please.
I think that's a fair request. I will take it into consideration.
Now, this takes me to Jalen.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. If Jalen outplays the Patrick,
mm-hmm.
all right, just like he did the last game, except for the fumble, pick, drop six, that his minions never want to, you know, agree that meant something to the game.
Yeah.
But if he outplays Patrick and Reed this game, then I'm open to saying he's done things. Like I said, like I called earlier this week, you're going to be one of the best combinations in the league ever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open my mind up to him being I don't want to say the word, elite's tough because – like you said it. You said Eli Manning
mm-hmm.
had 2 seasons, and that's he had nothing else. And he's going to be a Hall of Famer because he won 2 Super Bowls. But he stinks. We know that.
True.
You said it, Ike.
Yep.
Yeah. And Jalen had two great seasons. That 22 season was epic. And if we won that Super Bowl, it would have been epic. Now, if he comes back and redeems himself, and he's the reason why we win that game, not because Saquon runs for 225 and three TDs.
It doesn't matter.
If it's more of a pass, listen, if the entire team wins and Jalen does his part like last week, I'm going to give it to him. The reason why that game was out of hand is because Jalen did his part, Saquon did his part, everybody did his part, but he looked like a quarterback. He looked like a quarterback.
Yep.
In the playoffs.
See, here's my argument on Eli, right? So Eli wasn't, to me, in the elite category because of who he was playing with. He was still playing Tom Brady, his brother, Big Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers. You had Russell Wilson. Who else? Is anybody else that was still playing during that time? They kept Eli out of that elite category, sort of. If I'm looking, and one thing with all those other guys, they all had Super Bowls as well.
Right.
So there's more of a legit argument to keep him out of it based on those other guys. If we're just doing it based on his contemporaries, his guys he's playing with right now in this era, he will have done more than those guys have done.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, I know the Allen argument where everybody, I know how everybody sits on that argument. Look, I agree with you, Mike. I do. But my problem is, and I hate, and I'm going to like cozy up to Jack a little bit here. Like the eye test. Like I've watched football as long as you have.
Yep.
Like I've seen quarterbacks. You've tried to defend quarterbacks. You have defended quarterbacks.
Sure.
Like you know when you see
elite on talent. Yes. Yes, I agree.
Dan Fouts. How elite was Dan Fouts?
Dan Fouts was elite.
Elite. He never sniffed.
Yep, I agree. All I'm doing is asking to put the guy in the category with him. I'm not taking any of those guys out of the elite category. I'm just saying Jalen joins them.
All right. I'm going to finish up with this. It's dual purpose here.
Yeah.
Okay. Pepper.
Salt and pepper's good.
Ah, that's a great answer, Nick.
It could be a band. It could be a band from the 90s,
well,
the 2000s that we can say a lot.
There's salt and pepper or salt and pepper. Well, you got to pick which one.
Oh. No. I'm going salt and pepper, and then we can put our neighborhood connotation to it, and it's a dual purpose.
He's saying it's either one.
Oh, well, you gotta.
It's a duo. It's a duo.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's,
I'm with you.
Well done.
Is he talking about the actual salt and pepper?
Yeah, physical salt and pepper, or the music group.
I think he's talking about both. He's saying
both.
It's a duo of a duo.
Ah.
So he's like salt and pepper, and salt and pepper. So it's basically two duos. It's a clever, good answer.
Pretty good answer.
It's a clever answer.
Yes. Clever answer. It is
very clever.
The Jalen elite conversation is going to be awesome.
Oh, bro!
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm looking up Joe Theismann. Well, that's where I've gotten to this point.
Honest with you. Whether or not a quarterback is elite is one of my favorite circular arguments of all time.
No real answer today.
Yeah, because the Flacco one was the last one that everybody was having. Yeah, that was like drove everyone insane.
Yeah, is Flacco elite?
This one will drive everyone insane. Specifically, this guy is telling you right now. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That ring will be on eBay after the game. Don't you worry. James Bradbury.
Wow, you going to sell it?
Yeah.
He's going to sell that ring. You kidding me?
What's he need the money for? He got paid for doing nothing.
He did. Like Scott Kingery has a 2022 pennant ring.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's Scott Kingery doing with that ring?
Yeah.
He's not looking at it proudly.
Scott Kingery's going to be playing baseball until he's like 48, isn't
he? Well, he's an angel now, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was he in our org last year?
Yes.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
They refused to call him up.
Yeah.
Suppressing
Scott
Kingery.
Man. You get the championship ring.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you got to have it. You don't sell it.
You sell it if you're 51 and you're broke.
Right.
That's when you sell it.
Yeah.
What's next?
Great next question today. My duo is straight from the afternoon show. Ike and Ike. Brian Baldinger.
That is really funny. What's next?
Our 2024 song is Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. The Sixers training staff.
That's actually good.
That's really funny, too. It's another good one. Sixers won four in a row, by the way.
That's right.
Never a doubt.
Unreal. Think Embiid's going to play tomorrow. What's next?
Do not make me laugh. Mike Mayock.
I think Embiid was rolled out.
Oh, was he? For tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was. Well, whatever. They want to be able to sell at the deadline so bad. And if they win, there's four games before the deadline. They play Denver, they play Boston, they play Dallas and Miami.
Oh, there you go.
And if that, right, like that gives you an opportunity.
Yes. Well, they've won four straight after Morey was at Duke watching Cooper Flagg.
Like, well, yeah, well, it's funny. They played eight guys in the last two games. Five of them were on league minimum contracts.
Yes.
And they won both of them.
Maxie's actually doing too much. He's playing too well.
Trying to make the All-Star team.
Yeah. Well, listen. Did the Ben Simmons run before the All-Star game?
Yeah. Oh, we always did that.
Yeah.
What's next?
Jason Kelce simply breathes. Joe to camera laughs like it's the funniest thing he's ever heard. Frank in Ardmore.
Oh, does he do that? Does Joe do that?
Yeah, I think so. I think he gets a little nervous with Jason in there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Well, it's a big
starstruck.
Spot. Yeah, it's a big spot.
Yeah.
You know, he's a little.
What?
I don't know if Joe's got a big game voice.
The guy's in here every week. How the hell are you getting nervous with Jason Kelce in here?
Well, because if I had to like, read the camera's mind, right? He's a dorky little radio host trying to talk shop with.
But he's in here every week.
Maybe he's shook by when Jason nervous couldn't remember a moment from the show.
Yeah, well, that was all time.
Yeah, he's shook by that.
He was.
What's next?
Did you like the way I said Melbourne? I threw some shrimps on the bobby back in my day. I'm all Vegemite now, though. Anyway, good day, mate. Spike randomly turning into Crocodile Dundee to impress a caller.
Text line!
Did you change your accent?
No. So we have a lot of Australian listeners to the podcast.
Yeah.
And when I would say Melbourne, which is how it's spelled, Australian listeners would email us and say, that's not how you say it. You say it as Melbourne. That's how you say it.
Melbourne.
Oh, so,
I've always said Melbourne.
Yes, yeah. But you say Melbourne. So I'm always proud when I say it the right way.
Have you noticed that less listeners from Australia since Ben left?
No, we always had, even prior to Ben, they love the NBA in Australia.
Yeah.
And in other countries.
Is he not Australian?
No, he is.
He is.
Why Dante? Like, Patty Mills exists. Joe
well, Patty Mills.
Patty Mills, yeah. In other countries, it's the Bulls, the Sixers, and the Lakers. And I think the Sixers became popular because of Iverson, Bulls because of Jordan, and the Lakers because of Kobe. So, yeah, we've always had a lot of Australian listeners. Fritz at six is next.
Yes.
What do you have going on, Jack?
Are they a win away from being the best team in the history of the city?
Whoa.
215.
That is heavy.
Well, I'll wait to hear the arguments for the other teams.
Yeah.
But I would say they are.
They would have a pretty strong
they
argument.
They are one away from being the best.
Especially
team.
Because who they'd be beating, too.
Yes.
There's
yes.
a lot to it there.
Yep.
And then TK is after Jack. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.